Hello, this is Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist. And this is formulation number 1051, and it's similar to one that we've covered, which was 1050, and that was the hot pour shampoo bar. But this one is a sulfate-free version. Mm-hmm. So don't worry, guys. It's not a repeat.
Yeah, I know. We talked about two other shampoo yeah. bars so far.
They do sound similar, but this one is with our Colidet EQ154, which is a blend.
It's a powdered blend, sulfate-free.
So this is a powdered blend. So we talked a little bit with the SES needles, and those kind of melt.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the first hot pour shampoo bar. But how do you melt a powder?
So this is more of a dispersing situation. Okay. I think it's easier to work with because you don't have to worry about actually melting it. You do still heat it up to make it hot pourable.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to worry about that melting step.
And then this also has our new product, Colamols 3GO, which is the polyglycerol 3 oleate. And we had that one in a oil to melt cleanser. Mm-hmm. So what is this one doing in here?
Well, this one also is oil-based, so it's really easy to incorporate the Colamols 3GO. It is oil-soluble. And it's having a refatting effect here on the hair.
So it's just like rehydrating the hair.
Yeah, replenishing the
particles.
The fats or the lipids in your hair. So it just looks healthier. Looks and feels healthier.
All right. So the big thing with shampoo bars and the conditioner bar and stuff like that is that it's package free and you can just put it in a little reusable tin. So you're not wasting all of that plastic. Or you could do multi-use plastic containers. Because, you know, people used to put their bar soap
yeah,
in the
either
plastic
way,
containers.
More eco-friendly.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I think these started as kind of just a fun, different concept. Good for traveling because it's not a liquid. But now with the big focus on sustainability, it's getting a lot of attention for that.
Well, and then also it does help in shipping costs because you're not shipping extra plastic and packaging with that. So you're just shipping the product. And it is kind of funny because a lot of homemade people that like do homemade soaps, I mean, they were shipping their bar soaps without any packaging,
just
you know, they're just like wrapping it up. Yeah. And so it is kind of funny to see these go like fully commercialized. So this one is sulfate free, so it's less irritating to your scalp and non-drying.
Has good foam,
and then it's pH balanced. Why do we want that?
I think a lot of the sulfate bars come in at a higher pH because those needles that they're melting down are supplied at a higher pH. But this one comes in around 6 to 6.5. So it's a lot more skin friendly.
And this would be kind of cool if you put, because I've seen some people put like rose petals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can have fun with it.
That would be pretty. All right, so you melt this down, you pour it in whatever mold you want to use, and then how long does it take to dry before you can use these?
It really only takes a few hours, but I like to let them sit for at least 24 hours.
Okay. If you put it in the fridge, would it kind of like mess up the whole structure?
No, I don't think so. I think you could do that if you wanted to speed it up.
All right. That is formulation number 1051. It is the sulfate-free hot pour shampoo bar. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but are ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.